Why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
Hi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sarah Lapsley. I think I'm on the air. I see things. Is that better? I see things moving, so I think I'm on the air. But anyways, here I am. It's Saturday morning. I'm barely awake. I'm going to just play music. I had some talk radio planned, but I'm just going to play music and maybe get chatting a bit later. So I think I'm here for like an hour. So I'm going to play a song now. This is a song I just discovered recently, The Raconteurs, with Jack White, sort of side band. It's called Salute Your Solution. So we'll kick off with that and back in a few minutes on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm stuck.
Front desk, hey, may I direct your call?
Okay, we're gonna go over this again. It says it's a pie chart, it's shaped like a square. Who did that? If any of you guys don't want to work here, you just let me know. Okay, hold that thought.
Hi, you're listening to CITR. There I am. I had the wrong mic on before. So here I am at the desk playing songs. So I was last here in January to do my War of the Worlds broadcast. And that was really fun. I really felt proud of it and worked hard. And it really got me into the exciting idea that I've sort of had for a long time about doing more radio plays. So I'm working on a new radio play, hopefully ready maybe next month or the month after. And they're crime radio plays. And so GAC from Exploding Head Movies is going to help me hopefully voice at least one of the characters. So that's really exciting. And so on the crime kind of scene, I've wanted to do more broadcasting as well as radio plays, more like, you know, just commentary, kind of news type commentary on crimes. So my intention when I took the fill-in slot today was to do something on Gion Gameshi. And so I did some preparation, just, you know, reading what's been written so far, kind of reviewing how things unfolded. And I just, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was just like, I'm not ready to do it. I want to do a really good job. And obviously with a case like this that's so sensitive and still in front of the courts, like I want to make sure that I'm sort of accurate and careful what I say. So I have an idea of how I want to lay out the Gion Gameshi stuff. You know, it's just so many interesting themes emerged from it, kind of sociological themes about patriarchy and how women are experience the world of men and dating and sex and consensus and sexual assault and how we treat victims of sexual assault. The role of social media and how this whole thing unfolded was pretty unprecedented. And just this sort of giant fraud that Gion Gameshi had perpetrated of, you know, really being the, you know, the feminist lefty guy, kind of multicultural hero. And then it turns out he was like narcissistic and fraudulent and creepy and a nightmare, basically. And then, of course, brings up a lot of, you know, discourse in society about how the justice system deals with sexual assault, especially in cases like this where you know the abuser. And so, yeah, really interesting stuff. As someone with more of a psychology background, I guess my focus of the broadcast, when I do it hopefully soon, is going to be on Gion Gameshi's character. Someone, you know, from criminology or sociology would look at the broader strokes of how a guy like this sort of thrives in a patriarchal culture. For me, I think he's a bad apple. So obviously those larger social things come into play. But really, I'm interested in kind of drawing out his character, what makes him a dangerous guy, how to see dangerous people like him out there, and they are out there, and just what to look for. And if you do get sexually assaulted, how do you document and how to reach out for help immediately so you don't end up, you know, really losing the opportunity to get justice for what's happened. So, you know, one of the most interesting things of the trial really has been how the women's credibility was incredibly damaged, two of the three that brought charges against him. And not because they have a sordid history or anything like that. It's because they lied to police and they lied on the stand, maybe. So that's, and they corresponded with each other. The two main witnesses sent over 5,000 Facebook messages to each other that, you know, the lawyer had, and showed everybody how they're sort of plotting against Gion Gameshi. So that's kind of unprofessional behavior that damaged their credibility and will end up maybe with him getting away with more than he should. I think some of the, there's multiple charges. Nobody disputes his guilt. He's guilty as hell. So hopefully some of the charges will stick. And then, you know, I don't know. But is justice ever done in these situations? It's hard to say, right? Like, even if he gets a punishment based, which have to be based on the charges, you know, he's probably going to not get that much of a punishment. But hopefully, you know, his career's damaged, hopefully beyond all repair. But anyways, I'm going to get into all this. Like, I think the verdict comes out next week. So I'm going to take another fill-in slot as soon as I can. and really get talking about this, because there's been so much interesting writing on it in the media, and so I kind of want to pull all that together, plus my own perspective, and do something rock solid. But one of the things I wanted to do with the Gian Gameschi broadcast, which I'm not doing today, is play some music from Toronto, because he's like Mr. Toronto, right? So it got me thinking just randomly of an old band that was active in the Guelph, Ontario music scene where I'm from 1984 to 1987. I'm friends with a Facebook drummer, on Facebook with the drummer of this band. They're called Maggot Fodder. So kind of fitting, Maggot Fodder, Gian Gameschi. This one is a cover of the Undertones' cool song Teenage Kicks. So kind of a lo-fi version by Maggot Fodder. They were an ultra-cool band in the 80s. And it'll play Teenage Kicks by Maggot Fodder. And then another one of theirs called BTB by Maggot Fodder. Guelph band that's been defunct since 1987. So enjoy your Saturday morning. My God, the sun. It's like my eyes were squinting. Oh, the sun's out. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. This is Maggot Fodder.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Maggot Fodder, a cool band from Guelph that were active from 1984 to 1987. I grew up in Guelph. And there was just an ultra cool kind of underground scene going on in the 80s there. They had and still have a great university station, CFRU. And so shout out to Adrian Strickland, the drummer of Maggot Fodder. And I really enjoyed those tracks. And there were lots of other sort of great bands and great music things happening around then. And I saw some bands like Fugazi was like, you know, 30 people there kind of thing. DOA, different shows that came through town. So that was cool. I'm going to jump into something else. So since the Gian Gameschi kind of broadcast is off, I'm basically just going to play my favorite songs from my favorite bands or some of my favorite songs from favorite bands. I was just thinking when I was putting together like a set list this morning, like, wow, we're just so lucky to be surrounded by so much great music, you know, infinite amount of great music. And everyone has instruments and cheap music available to them. We're really, really lucky to live in the sort of electric age. So I haven't heard this song for a long time. Kind of bring back some memories. It's by an American band, The Shins, and it's called Kissing the Lipless. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Called to see if you're back. Still aligned and your sheets were growing grass all on the corners of your bed. But you've got too much to wear on your sleeves. It has too much to do with me. And secretly I want to bury in the yard the gray remains of a friendship scar. Eyes are watering, anger at the
not an innocent trip. How can one ruin so much? A belief in a soul, in a beauty, or in a touch.
You're listening to Sarah Lapsley on CITR 101.9 FM. I played Kissing the Lipless by The Shins. I love that album. What album is it? I'll tell you later. And then I played People of the Sky from Sloan's amazing album, Twice Removed. I was like, it's like one of the best albums ever made in Canada. And I guess I played that because Sloan is coming to town. They're playing a 20th anniversary tour. They're going to play their album One Chord to Another in full. I love those kind of tours. You get to hear your favorite albums all live. So they're coming to Vancouver. They're playing Vancouver on April 20th at the Imperial Theatre. I don't even know where that is. And then on Victoria on the 21st. So maybe I'll go to Victoria and see them there at Sugar. So definitely that's really exciting. One Chord to Another was written by Sloan in 1995, during a time at which many believed the band had been broken up. It followed their two-album stint with David Geffen Records and was released in Canada through their own label, Murder Records, in 1996. So it's a really excellent album, and I'm just going to play Ferguson's Jay Ferguson, guitar player, his knockout gorgeous Ringo Starr saluting masterpiece, The Lines You Amend. Here it is. Sloan, One Chord to Another. Definitely go check them out April 20th at the Imperial Theatre.
all you want to do was die, yeah. If only you stuck around, I know would have made a sound. But now you're on the ocean floor, and I've opened it. Trying to find something else while I'm skipping stones and I'm listening to the shells. And I won't forget you if someone else comes along. I found the words you wrote, but I would not dare to quote. My friends, the lines you lament, like what's so bad about dying. Stones and I'm listening to the shells and I won't forget you if someone else comes along. You'll always come to mind whenever I hear that song, yeah. The one about photographs sung by Ringo Starr, especially in the chorus part. You always said no.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, I meant to play another song before I talked again, but too late now. That was Sloan, The Lines You Amend From One Chord to Another. They're Coming to Town. And before that, I played People of the Sky from Twice Removed, like one of my favorite albums. And then I played Kissing the Lipless. Couldn't remember the name of the album, but it's Shoots Too Narrow, an awesome album by The Shins, classic early 2000s rock. So I'm just going to launch into more of my favorite music for a Saturday sunny morning. Sunny Saturday morning where I'm not wide awake. To another Halifax artist that's my favorite, Joel Plaskett. He's put out tons of albums. So remember, he started out in Thrush Hermit. Just like, so good in Thrush Hermit. And then he's had an incredible solo career. Really talented producer, writer, musician. And so his best album, in my opinion, is Down at the Khyber. So I'm going to play the first one called Maybe We Should Just Go Home. Joel Plaskett did drive me home once, and it was totally awesome. I was like, coming for tea. He's like, no, he had a girlfriend, right? But it was fun to get a ride home from Joel Plaskett. And so I'm going to play two tracks. I'm going to play Maybe We Should Just Go Home, and then maybe I will play I think there is a song called Down at the Khyber. I'm going to look. And if there's not, then I'll play another song. But the Khyber is a club in Halifax. And so a lot of shows happen there. And the Halifax scene at one time sort of revolved around it. And so I was in Halifax in 2014 and I walked by the Khyber. I'm like, wow, yay, Down at the Khyber. Okay. This is Joel Plaskett, Emergency. Maybe we should just go home.
Babies In celebration of Black History Month, the African Descent Society will be holding a forum on February 20th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at East Hastings Ray Cam Community Center. The forum will feature panel discussions and presentations by professors, MLAs, UN workers, and other experts who will be discussing a variety of topics, including racial discrimination, immigration and refugees, and a special honoring of the historical Black community of Hogan's Alley. There will also be music, drum circles, food, crafts, poetry, storytelling, and a heritage walk tour. So come and join this forum on February 20th.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me?
No. The game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
Hi, you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM. It's a nice sunny day. I can see the grass blowing in the sunlight on the knoll outside the new sub. I have to say I really like the new sub. I walked through the old one and it's just like so depressing and kind of an empty shell now. And I like the new station, so it's really exciting to be back. 2016, woohoo. We had a great shindig this year. I was a judge a couple of times. I was a judge once, and then the last time I wasn't a judge, but I was with some of the judges, so I got to contribute my opinion unsolicited. So some really great bands. I think Late Spring won. The singer's really, really good. I think they deserve to win. It was a tough choice, and it was Ben Lai's last year, and so he was all dressed up in a suit, and we had little Ben Lai pins, and there was a penis cake. It was a really, really fun night. And I think there's a video on the CITR website or on YouTube, which some of the luminaries of CITR have sort of shouted out to Ben in his coolness. So, and now we're heading into Fun Drive really quick. I'm going to actually be here at the station next Saturday on the phones, taking donations. So it's a great, I don't want to say charity because we're not a charity, but you do get a tax refundable donation slip if you make a donation, and or you get awesome swag that we put together. So it's a really busy time at CITR. We also put on shows at the same time. So if you listen and enjoy CITR, please contribute, because we do a lot of good work up here. And I always contribute too, because I consider it such a privilege to be able to broadcast and sort of hone my chops and just be free on the air. So I played Joel Plaskett, a couple tracks from Down at the Khyber. Love those Halifax bands. And I'm going to play another Halifax band called Jail. They were a female band. I don't want to say girl band, but also from the same era, kind of in the 90s. And this is a beautiful song called Alley. So I'm just kind of going to use this as a segue into a little trifecta of songs that I'm sending out to some of my favorite people who are in jail. I won't say their names, some close friends, three or four I'm thinking of right now. So I'm going to start off the trifecta with Jail and the song Alley, and then I'm going to play two songs by Queens of the Stone Age. Now, I know people don't generally approve of Queens of the Stone Age, but I think they're really cool, and I'm going to play two of my favorite songs by them. The first one is called Little Sister, and the second one is I Sat by the Ocean. And, you know, they started out as teenagers just taking their gear out to the middle of the desert near Palm Springs, where they're from, and just, like, setting up with a generator and playing in the desert. And when I read that, I was like, I want to do that before I die, play in the desert with a generator. Maybe it'll have to be, like, the desert of Kamloops or something, but yeah, I'm going to stand by Queens of the Stone Age. This one goes out to my friends. And yeah, it sucks to be in jail. So here's Jail, Alley.
Alley, Alley.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sarah Lapsley. It's Saturday morning. I'm just baffing around playing music that I like. I'm having so much fun. Steve Edge is normally in this slot, but he's away. So I just kind of came in when I woke up, and I've been playing different things. I was supposed to talk about Gian Gameshi, so I'm going to plan that and do. I want to do a bang-up job once the verdict comes in. And do a really good broadcast about Gian Gameshi. So I need a bit more time to prep for that. So I've just been playing songs. That was my trifecta dedicated to my friends in jail, one of whom is actually on death row. Kevin, oh my God, I can't even remember his last name. We write letters. He's my pen pal. And he killed a woman in a carjacking in Arizona in the 90s. He's been living on death row for 20 years. He's a really nice person, and I can tell you that the circumstances in which he lives are absolutely inhumane, and his case still has not wrapped up, so he doesn't know whether the execution is going to go through or not. So he's a good friend, and also some other people really close to my heart, GM, CG, JW, that trifecta of Queens of the Stone Age and jail was for them. So moving on, we've got Fun Drive coming up. There's a show at the Pit Pub. The new Pit Pub is very respectable. Now, you might remember the old Pit Pub, which was kind of scuzzy. The new Pit Pub is very respectable. We've got a gig there coming up. I'm going to tell you the date after the song, but I'm going to play a song by a local band that I really love. They're one of the best bands like I've seen, just in terms of their vibe. They're super energetic and good. They're called Tough Age, and this is their song, I Waste Too Much Time on Myself. It's Tough Age. We'll be right back. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 AM. It's 11:46. I've been on for a bit over an hour, filling in for some of Steve Edge's slot, but I think someone's coming in shortly soon, so I'm going to sign out. I've played some of my favorite songs on a sunny Saturday morning. I was supposed to do the Gian Gameshi broadcast, as I mentioned, but I kind of decided to wait. But I do want to send, but as a result, I played a bit of Toronto music. And I'm going to play as a kind of a final song for the day, a feminist Toronto band called Fifth Column. And I saw them, I've talked about them before. I saw them when I was 16 at the Silver Dollar in Toronto, and everyone took their shirts off. Like, all the women took their shirts off, and the band was unbelievable. And I'd never really seen a band that good or that cool before. So I've always loved Fifth Column. This is their song, All Women Are Bitches. And I'm going to send it out just in lieu of the Gian Gameshi broadcast. So we're going to kind of hit all that stuff as soon as I can get on the air again with some solid Gian Gameshi material to just analyze the case and wrap it up hopefully in the next week. So this is the feminist band from Toronto, Fifth Column. They're totally awesome. This is their song, All Women Are Bitches. So goodbye. Have a wonderful Saturday and enjoy CITR. Oh, before I go, I just want to add, you know, Fun Drive's coming up. Runs February 28th to March 8th. Please donate, and we've got tons of prizes. You can get a tax receipt. We've got shows. I can't find the show. There's an opening Fun Drive show at the Pit Pub, and then there's a closing Fun Drive show as usual. So stay tuned to CITR for all those details. Okay, here's Fifth Column. All women are bitches.
Which are more dangerous, men or guns? Both are dangerous, but only a man can kill you, or at least try.
Can't be all that bad. Wanna make a bet?